Now every captain told his charioteer, "Dress on the moat, hold hard here." And on foot in battle gear with weapons, all these fighters moved ahead. Into the sky of dawn an irrepressible cry went up, as lines of men preceded war cars at the moat, and war cars in support came just behind. Now Zeus, the son of Cronus, roused an uproar along this host, and sprinkled bloody dew from highest heaven, being resolved that day to crowd great warriors into the undergloom. Across the moat, on rising ground, the Trojans mustered around tall Hector, noble Polydamas, Aeneas, whom they honored as a god, Antenor's three sons, Polybus, Agenor, and young Acamas, godlike prince. Hector moved forward with his round-faced shield. As from night clouds a baleful summer star will blaze into the clear, then fade in cloud, so Hector shone in front, or became hidden when he harangued the rear ranks, his whole form in bronze, a flash like lightning of Father Zeus. Imagine at each end of a rich man's field a line of reapers formed, who cut a swath in barley or wheat, and spiky clumps of grain are brought low by the scything. Even so, those armies moved to cut each other down, and neither Trojans nor Achaeans thought of ruinous retreat. The line of battle held them face to face, lunging like wolves, and Strife, who thrives on groaning, looked on that field in joy, for she alone of goddesses or gods mixed in the fighting. The rest were absent now, and were at ease in great halls of their own, beautiful chambers built for immortals on Olympus's ridges, all being bitter against the dark Storm King for decreeing this day's battle to the Trojans. But their father ignored them. In his chair, withdrawn from all, he gloried, looking down on wall and ship and metal flash of battle, men slaying others, and the quiet slain. While the sun rose and morning grew in splendor, javelins were launched and soldiers fell on both sides equally. But at the hour a woodsman takes his lunch in a cool grove of mountain pines, when he has grown arm-weary chopping tall timber down and, sick of labor, longs for refreshment, at that height of noon Danaans calling fiercely back and forth broke the Trojan line.